You need to remove knowledge. And you need to remove freedom of information. Those two things. If you take away knowledge and take away the freedom to spread knowledge, then you can rule the place. That's how Satan rules. Satan rules because of our ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So there are problems people are facing in their finances. There are problems because a group of them that deal in that terrain. There are problems they are facing in marriage. There are problems they are facing in fertility. And, you know, when, for example, now we talk about financial issues, we are not discarding the fact that some people are making stupid natural mistakes. If you are lazy, you're going to be poor. There are laws that if you break here, it will deliver financial hardship. So we're not talking about, we still know that the natural laws are there. But you see people that have done their best, done everything. There are laws of health. So we're not, for example, in pregnancy issue, there are issues, natural, that can stop a woman from conceiving. Have you heard about racist factor, for example? You can even conceive, the baby will die. Especially after the first baby. So there are all those things. There are genotype issues when it comes to marriage that is not issue. Look into that. Have all that knowledge. And that's why doing relationship programs, we teach on all that. But there are people who have everything together. So it tells you there's more to this life than what meets the eye. So when we teach the supernatural, we're not telling you to be responsible in the natural. No. It's like divine protection. We teach you how to drive carefully, how not to exceed the speed limit, how to always make sure your car is serviced, that you change your tires, that you do others. So you're a careful driver. That you are careful. Does it stop the other man from being drunk? Does it stop a trailer from running into a careful driver's car and killing the man and his wife? There's more to this thing. But you have to do that one, no? You have to be that careful driver. You have to do all that. But if that's all you are relying on, the natural, that's why this year we're talking about supernatural advantage. So you can do the natural, but bring the other dimension to your advantage. Because people that are more careful than you have died. People that followed the rules, did all the things, still perished. Shouted. Something stung her in the head. And she's holding. And this woman describing this to me, she said, an excruciating headache. And from that day, 3 years, she went through hell. And then after a while, he said, she started losing her mind. And sometimes, what is that? She has been to doctors, hospital after. They are checking. They are not able to tell what it is. At least it's easier when the other woman went. They check the brain, do all this. They say, okay, there is a brain tumor. Okay, at least we know what it is. They start recommending either operation. This one, they can't see tumor. They can't see anything. The woman is in pain. He said it's like they are using hammer. And she said to me sometimes, like six different hammers pounding her head. And then she's beginning to lose her mind. Somebody's wife, a very pretty woman. And this man is spending money, they are running up and down. I said, tell me at what point
Some people is there in the mirror getting dressed. Why? There is an unseen world.
So one of the secrets of the fourth dimension is learning how to control the negative supernatural. You do it by binding them. Stop crying, sister. Stop crying, woman. Stop crying, brother. Because they are merciless. They don't respond to tears. They respond to violence. Get up aggressive in the spirit and bind the stuff. Bind it. Bind it till it's tight. And command it to leave. Take back your liberty into your hand. Jesus armed us with authority. Armed us with his name. Armed us with the power of prayer. So we can defeat the forces of darkness. They didn't even finish. They said, these demons have hair like women, their faces like men, then they have teeth like lion. One creature. So apart from stinging, if he bites you, but thank God, he said they were commanded not to touch those under divine covering. Can I hear somebody say amen? Amen. So, Matthew chapter 17, verse 19, they tried to deal with a particular demon. This one, they couldn't. This one was epilepsy, autism, and autistic kids. And somebody, a child was born, and this thing happens. And now the disciples, they've been dealing with other demons, getting results. But now they jam this level. And that day, the normal name of Jesus, they say, demons will come. They are saying something is going wrong. It's not working. So they came up and said, why could we not cast him out? Why is it that we couldn't handle this one? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith. Everyone said that word. So we need to solve this problem. Let it no more be if. You will have it, you know you have it. If you had shelters, you would have just spread it and all these mosquitoes would die. Stop magnifying mosquitoes. The problem is what is lacking. The thing that controls it is what you are lacking. If you had salt, this soup would have tested. So stop complaining about the tastelessness of the soup. You now develop how many salmon, how powerful. No. There is something that takes care of it, but that's what you are lacking in your house. Water poured on your hand. If you had aloe vera, this thing would have swollen and caused this sore. You have just rubbed it. And that thing. Oh. Stop giving the victory and the glory to the devil. Find out what controls him. It's the power of your faith. It's the power of your faith. This if is the problem I want to solve in your life. So that Satan will take his proper place. Where? Under your feet. That's where he belongs. Ever lift up one leg. Say, devil, this is where you belong. Under my feet. Stamp it on him. Defeat. That place of defeat. That's where you must keep him. But like
Like one lady I met in Enugu, young, you know, married with two kids or thereabout, and she was having this harassment for marine spirits. Marine powers come in the night to harass her. So I taught her. I said, you can bind them. He said, hey, DP, please, I can't try it all. They will beat me. Please do it. Do it for me. I said, but what about after when I leave? If there are some boys in your street that harass you, or in a class, you have these class bullies, then you invite your uncle from Lagos to come and beat them. And when he finished beating them, he will enter his car and go to Lagos. But when he finished beating them, he will give them warning. If you try it again, I will come back. Yeah, they will be frightened, not temporary. But you are the one that will live with them for a whole semester. What if I start giving you things like, do you know this electric shock equipment you give girls? You know this thing you buy? What did they call it again? Teaser. To get one, put it in your pocket. Anytime those boys call, shh, shh, they will be under the power. Then you can give some slap to them. Put sand in their mouth. Put the thing back in your pocket. Next time when you see them, you'll be the one, do you like, they will be the ones running. What if we can give you two other equipments apart from that one, just in case they disarm this one, you can bring this one. And we teach you taekwondo, teach you karate, teach you something. And they think, and you know, because it's a girl, you just walk like this, they think it's breakfast for eating. I went to learn karate after one girl. She just did her leg. The leg went up like this. Secondary school, one leg on the floor, one leg left. The way she even balanced it shocked me. Then she gave me a slap on both face. With leg, not with hand. By the time I even recovered from the dizziness, she has gone. I said, okay, I'll wait till I will get a black belt. It's true. There's some naughty things we boys used to do, girls' school, you know. I didn't know that this one. Wouldn't you like to be the one bullying the devil? He's a big bully. He's out there. It's time for you to bully the bully. Can I hear an amen? The power you need in your pocket, your arsenal, is the power of faith. The power of faith. Jesus said, if you have it, verily I say unto you, you shall say to this mountain, remove from hence to yonder place. And what happened? And it will remove. And what? And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. And when he used that metaphor mountain, he's talking about any type of problem. Any type of problem you face. Any type of issue. Today is demon. Tomorrow is sickness. Tomorrow is a financial issue. Tomorrow is one challenge in your job. You can give the mountain instruction and it will obey you. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Faith to do the impossible. Faith to move mountains. But then Jesus explains something. How do you now get this dimension of faith? How do you lay hold of this thing? He explains it in the next verse. He said, however, this kind goeth not but by what? Fasting and prayer. Okay. So, Hebrews, by fasting and prayer, you lay hold of mountain-moving faith. And then how do you use it? If you say, speaking is how you use it. How do you drive that devil that's causing a place? You speak to it. You demon of epilepsy, tormenting this child. I rebuke you. First of all, I bind you and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus to leave. It will obey you. The child will become normal. I have dealt with a lot of them, so I know. How do you use this power of faith? By speaking. But how do you acquire it?
By prayer and fasting.
Now, I'm going to show you a secret now. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, Jesus deals more with dynamics of faith, how faith works, how to get it going. He doesn't deal a lot with theories of it. I've done most of his teachings. He doesn't do definitions. But I'm glad that Paul, the apostle, at least did a definition and now went into dynamics. That definition is important so that we can understand what we are doing, what we are using. So he is the one that gave us definition. And what did he say? Now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. See, if you want to know what faith is, there are words that describe it. Number one is substance. Number two, he said, the evidence. Evidence. So you can go back to that scripture where he said, if you have faith, like Moses, what he would have said, if you had that spiritual substance in your spirit, if you had that as evidence, let me give you five words. Add a third word, assurance. Let me give you a fourth word, conviction. If you had that inner assurance, you can speak to that mountain. Go here, it will obey you. What's the fourth? If you have that inner conviction, you can speak to that mountain. So, that having it in your soul, and you know where you have it, that is what the real problem is. Oh, let me give you a fifth word. A knowing. If you have that knowing in your spirit. Now, the other words for that, like confidence, but it's not like self-confidence, confidence in your skills or your belief. It is this degree of confidence in God that is unshakable. You have it. You can tell that devil of blindness, leave! And I command that eyes to be open. The eyes will open. You can speak to that financial issue and it will turn around. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. How do we get this serenity, this assurance, this unshakable conviction? Is the issue. If we know how to get it, then what you have to teach that man now how to use it. You have told him how to obtain a gun. Now you teach him how to shoot it. And he will start getting results. He said the purpose of pastors and preachers is to equip, not just to preach. Equip, equip. It is war time. The last days are dangerous times. How do you get the weapon? How do you get it? And then if there is still time, I'll tell you how to use it. But how do you get it? How do you get it? This thing that is able to defeat. Please, I think you need to show it to them again. Ephesians chapter 6, show it to them. Taking the shield of faith is not only a shield. Paul was writing from the angle of defense. He lets you know it's a defensive weapon. It's also an offensive weapon. You heard Jesus say, speak to the mountain. It will move it. You use it for offense. You use it for defense. Taking the shield of faith. Faith is a defense. Faith is a shield. It's a buckler. Taking it. Wherewith you shall be able to quench. How many darts? How many darts? All the fiery darts of the wicked. No matter what Satan comes up with, faith can stop it. No matter what Satan can generate, faith can stop it. How do you get the substance? Paul tells us, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Please show it to them. So then faith comes how?
By hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
How does faith come?
By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay. Faith begins where the word of God is known. Faith is based on revelation of God's word, knowledge of God's word. But it's not just head knowledge, because this is how we had to grow. So in those days, because we learned that faith comes by hearing. So when I hear a message and hear something, I agree. Hey, pastor, word. You think you already have faith? You don't. Word, good word. I agree with it. You think faith is mental assent, that you agree with something. That means, I believe it. You think that's faith? That's not faith. You see this in a moved mountain that drives the most open by? It's not, I believe it. That's not it. Oh, I agree. Yeah. That's not faith, oh. Before I even deliver the substance, let me deliver fake faith. There is something fake a lot of people have, and there are two of them, and they think it's faith. Let's deal with the first one. The first one is called presumption. Assumption. One man got up. I don't know what they say, is it in Badan or what. Went to the zoo, opened it, and walked in to go and greet lion. I don't know. He just got up and thought he was Daniel. That is presumption. You can get up tomorrow, travel to Lagos, go to Bar Beach after praying Rabakata. You step up on the water on the way. That's presumption. Because faith is only based on where God gave a word. If he gave no word, stay away from that. You're playing around like children. Doing around like this, pretending that you're flying. There's actually a substance on which faith stands. A foundation on which faith stands. And that foundation, three things. Number one, that God promised this. Number two, that God made a commitment here. There is a covenant here. Number three, God provided some resources here. Now, if I want to take the resource one, faith means there is money in the bank. It's there. It's not a lie. So faith is the method of withdrawing it. What provides the money in the bank? God. What provides the money in the bank? Grace. Take note, I just said two things. God made provisions. Grace made other provision. You know what is grace? Jesus died on the cross. And because of his debt, the price he paid, there are certain things he now made available to us. You know, because of that his debt, forgiveness. Because of that his debt, healing. Because of that his debt, salvation. Grace means he paid for it. Now we can have it free. Grace is now free gift. The articles are not free. But the articles are available to us free. Why? Because the other man has paid for it. I don't know if you understand that. You know, I like Pastor Lewon, you know. I take him to bank. Come on, sir. And I say, what are your goals for 2023? And he mentions 1, 2, 3. I say, wow, that Jeep you like. He likes Jeep. And he tells me, it's Range Rover. I said, I want to bless you. Come with me. Let's visit Range office. And we'll go there. And I pay for the car. They do the paper, the receipt. I give him the receipt. Give him the documents. Then they tell him, come tomorrow for delivery to carry it so that we can do this and that for you in the car. There will be situations where he can just take it and go. Any of them. So tomorrow he shows up. He said, my friend, you have to pay for the car. Then why did I give him grace? There are two ways to get anything. Either by your hard work, or that somebody that did the hard work gave it to you free. Okay, excuse me.
make me pay again where he has already paid for me. Do you see where we get the confidence? If they tell you to pay a second time, will you go there and start begging them, or you will talk like boldness?
I'll talk with boldness.
You will scream, you will call police, you will do whatever. Of course, you will say, I want to see the management. What is it that you want to show the management? Documents. Everyone, if you don't have a Bible, hold your phone up. Say, this is the evidence. The articles are there, the evidence, the article that Jesus purchased this thing for me. Nobody has right to deny me of it. Nobody has right to deny me of it. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Take your hand from my health. Take your hand from my finance. Take your hand from my family. Open your mouth, break his power over your life, over your finances, over your family. Mighty name. Grace is free gift. What you are being given is not cheap. It's just that God paid for it. Somebody that loves me paid for it. If you don't understand grace, you will try to work for everything. You will try to earn everything. Then why is there love? Why is it that a woman can be loved with a man can be loved with a woman? You like her, you buy her that gold jewelry. She can't afford it, but I can afford it. And because of love, she cannot afford it. Love gives it to her as a gift. She doesn't have to work. Her savings can't get it, but I gave it to her. Why did I give it to her? Because I love her. Somebody loves you, and he gave his life for you on the cross, and he purchased an inheritance for you. So you see, nobody can take it from you when you know it. There is a knowing in faith. I take Pastor Sarah, buy her a cool Benz. And then somebody come and say, no, the car is not your car. I want to take it. You see why one of the substance is called knowing? Everyone say knowing. So you speak to the devil from that angle.
There are even dimensions of this knowing. It's just that I don't have time. If we look at your position in Christ, it's not just that he saved you as he kept you as a slave. He has now lifted you, made you a son, made you to sit with him at the right hand. So this is, do you know who your status are? What your status are in Christ? Then do you know who you are? These people that are running around, oppressing people, stinging people, they can be tormented. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Everybody said, lift up your hand. Give a binding order on these powers. 2024, don't come near my life. Don't come near my family. Don't come near my wife. Don't come near the children. I bind you in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Don't come near my finance. Take your hand off. Take your hand off. Take your hand off.